I really have this one a lot in high school.
Yeah?
There is a Bala Turim in this week's Pasha. There is a Bala Turim in this week's Pasha. It needs a lot of work. A lot of work. On many different levels. So we're going to try to a certain understanding of it, which really needs work on it. At the very end of this week's Pasha, it speaks about the death of Yishmael. And the beginning of next week's Pasha starts, Eila told us Yitzchak. So the Bala Turim wants to know, why is it that the Torah put the death of Yishmael next to Yitzchak? Well, what does the told us of Yitzchak have to do with Yishmael? So we'll read the words and we'll try to understand what it's all about. If you look on the first sheet on the left side, the Bala Turim. So the Bala Turim says, Al Pnei Kol Echov Nafal. And Shmuel fell, literally means on the face of everyone. V'samech lay, right next to the Eila told us Yitzchak. Why is it put next together? Loma to teach us, Kisheyipol Yishmael, Ba'acharis Hayomim. Now, how they understood this years ago, I'm not sure. But you and I understand Hoshit Pshat, without going into anything. Kisheyipol Yishmael, Ba'achus Hayomim, when at the end of days, Yishmael will fall, then Azai Yitzmach Ben David. Then Ben David will sprout forth. Shehu mitoldus Yitzchak. As it was from the children of Yitzchak. Now, with last week's Gemara and last week's discussion about Yitzchak, we could understand why, of all the people they picked to talk about Ben David, Yitzchak is the one. Because of last week, as we spoke about with the Gemara in Shabbos, that the one that is going to speak up for us is Yitzchak. So it's understood that he says Yitzchak. But how does it work that only with the nefilah of Yishmael is it going to be that Ben David will be Tzemeach, will sprout forth? So we first have to understand what is Yishmael. Now to understand what's Yishmael, it's a long, long understanding, but let's at least get to a certain depth, some understanding what Yishmael is about. Let's start. We find when Eliezer came, and he went, and he again, we would have the whole story with Rivka. So what is said at the end of it? So if we look in Pasuk Samach, Vayivarcheu es Yitzchak. That's Rivka. So they blessed Rivka. Vayomru lo achiseinu atayi la'alfei revova. You should be for alfei, thousands of hundreds of thousands. Now, by the way, there's the old minig, which is brought down in Shulchan Aruch, is that at the chasna, you're supposed to give a bracha to the kala. Usually the rav is supposed to give the kala this bracha. Why it's from them and why we say it's not for tonight. But then we should know that that's what it's said. V'yirash zaharacha es shar sonov. And they want, and your zera should be able to take over the Shar Sonov. Now Sonov means the ones that the hated ones. Now if we look in the next page, which is now already at the end of the Akedah, so the Pasuk says, Vayikra Avram Shem HaMokam Ahu Hashem Yira, Sheyome Hashem Bahar Hashem Yira'e, Vayikra Malach Hashem El Avram Shenis Min HaShemayim. And what did he tell him? ויאמר, בי נשבעתי נאום השם, כי יען אשר עשית הדבר הזה, since you did this tremendous act, ולחסכת בנכס יחידך, you didn't, as I told you not to in the second revelation, כי בורך אברכך, I will bless you. והרבה הרבה זרעך, you'll have met plenty of children, ככוח והשמיים, like the stars in heaven, וככל אשר על שפת היום. ויירש זרעך, as shar oyevov. Now before when Yigdega, when Rivka got the bracha, it was sonov. And here, it's oyevov. So there's obviously a difference between sonov and oyevov. And what we have to understand, a little bit at least, is what's the difference between sonov and oyevov. And they're two different, totally different things. Now, if we look at the Ramban on that same page. So the Pasuk Ramban tells us, Yan, Asher Asisa, the Yan, since you did what I told you to do, so then, therefore, what? Yeah, therefore, you're going to take over. Now look at this Ramban. Let's go through the Ramban slowly so we can get it clear. Yan asher asisa es hadavar hazeh. Gam mitchila hivtichu. From the very beginning, he promised them. Gam mitchila hivtichu. Gam mitchila hivtichu. From the very beginning, he promised him. Ki yirba ezaro kechoch ve'yashomayim uchof ha'oretz. So what now is this new promise? Aval ato hosif lo, he added on. Yan asher asisa ha'maisa ha'godol hazeh. Now you did an action. Shenishba bishmo ha'godol. V'sheyirash zaro eshar oivot. There's now an action. For somehow, this action now deepened the promise. Because before he had already promised him about all the children, that they're going to be Kizaro, and they're going to be Kafar Oretz, and he promised all of that. So what happened now at the end of the Akedah? Because he did a Maisa. So now the Maisa brings him this Bracha Shar Oivov. Which therefore gets us to understand that this Oyavov relates somehow to Maisa. Because since he did the Maisa, he got the Bracha of Oyavov. So now we have to understand who is Oyavov, what is Oyavov, and how does Maisa affect us that we therefore are now going to be able to beat, take over, and deal with Oyavov. Let us continue. Posse continues here. Posse over here, Psukim tell us.
So what is the difference between Oyavov?
We got to first understand. We get it slowly, Rabbi. We're not there yet. We got to first understand what's going on, then we can get to it. Let's see. So the Pasuk tells us. So now we are on the next page. Chav Beis. Sorry. Pasuk, so the Pasuk tells us like this. Pasuk is that after the whole thing, so now we find Upilagsho Ushmaru Uma. Now he had a Pilagish. Upilagsho Shmaru Uma. Now let's see the Ramban. I'm sorry, I see these pages a little bit out of order here. Let's go back. There's one page. This page, go back. the page just before. Let's go back to the page. So the page, the Ramban continues. The Ramban that we had on Yud Beis. V'hine huftach shelo yigrom shum chet sheyich lezaro. Just the page before. One page before. On the right side, it's marked Yud Beis. Tezva Azban. Yeah. Good. Shelo yigrom shum chet sheyich lezaro. There's no sin that's going to affect the promise. Oh, now go to the next page. Oh, sheyipol biyad oivav v'lo yokum. Now notice, Ramban says the promise now is it won't happen that they will fall into the enemy and not pull out of it. That won't happen. That they'll fall into the enemy, that could happen. But that there's a promise now that when they fall into the enemy's hand, they definitely will be able to pull out. This is the promise. This is the promise of our redemption. And this is what we're relying on in the redemption. That we had this, we got this promise at the end of the Akedah. And that since we did a Maisa, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be with us, and we might fall into the hands of the enemy, but we will never stay in that state. We'll always be able to pull out. Why? Let's go a little further. We find in Hazinu we find the following. I marked it there on the right side. You see it, Periklamet Beis, and Pasik Mem. You see there, there's a mark. V'omra Shira. And they said this song. Ki besof Yoshuv Nokom Litzorov. At the end, the Ramban says, we're going to pay back the revenge to the ones that caused us our problems. Ulemisanov Yishalev. V'hatam. Ki aim osu, watch carefully. Kol aros imonu, they did all the wicked things with sonoso shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What's with the problem? Why do all these people come against us? Because deep down, it's not us per se, it's a sinner against God Himself. Ki lo yisnu es Yisrael, they don't hate us. Like we did Avodah Zarah like them. That's not the hatred. Because we won't do what they do. Why? So we spoke about it 2 weeks ago. Because of the strength that we have. And that strength is what brings out, as the Ramban discussed then, the love that he has for us. The Yavdu es HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're going to worship. The Yishmu es mitzvaysav, will keep his mitzvahs. V'lo yischanenu b'hem, we won't marry them. V'lo yochlu mizivcheim, and we won't eat from their karbonis, whatever they're going to bring. V'yizbechu azel shelahem, they're going to do the avodah zarah shelahem. V'yivaru oisam mimkomeseyem, and that's what it says. Ki alecha oragnu kol hayom. Im kein. They're going to come against us with all of the strength because they can't take that we stand for who we are. They watch the Ramban, Sorov, Umisanov, V'olov l'hinokeimayam. So now he said, they are the Sorov and the Sonov. So we see that the Ramban breaks them, whoever they are, into two distinct groups. Tsarov and Misanov. Who are these Tsarov and Misanov? Pasuk continues. Pasuk in the Tzavim. And we need to get all of it to understand what's going on. V'nosan, Pasuk says, Zion. V'nosan Hashem Elokecha es kol ha'olos ha'ele alo yivecha The Al Sinecha, notice there are two different things. There's an Oivecha and there's a Sinecha. Asher Dofucha, that's going to run after you. The Ator Toshuv, you're going to do tshuva. The Shamato B'kol Hashem. The Asisa Eskol Mitzvoisav Asher Anoichi Mitzav Chayim. Now watch the Pasuk carefully. Notice the Pasuk says you're going to do tshuva. Then it says, Vishamato B'kol Hashem. You're going to listen to the voice of Hashem. The voice of Hashem, isn't that doing mitzvahs? That's what Hashem tells it to do. The Pasuk continues, V'asisas kol mitzvosav. What's the difference between Shamato B'kol Hashem and doing the mitzvahs? Listening to the voice is doing the mitzvahs. And yet you see clearly that the Torah breaks it down into two distinct different things. There is Shamato and there is Osisa. And we have to understand what's the difference between Shamato and Osisa. And therefore, what is this that's going on? Let's go a little further. In Parshas B'chukosai, the Ramban goes at length to discuss Golus. But in one line that we need, the Ramban tells us, the left side it's marked, V'nosan Hashem Elokecha, Hashem will give, es kol ha'olo se'ele, aloi vecha v'al se'necha, all the curses that are found in Parshas B'chukosai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give it upon all of your oyavim and on seinecha, asher dofucha, that run after you. Vihine oyavecha and seinecha, romaz lishnei ha'umos. These are the two nations, asher yirdefu tomid acharenu, that are constantly running after us. So Ramban now begins to open it up for us. He tells us there is one nation that represents Oyevecha, there's another nation that represents Soinecha, and they are the ones that have constant hatred, constant attack against us. But the Ramban doesn't tell us yet. Open it up for us. Let's turn to the next page, and let's learn it slowly. The Rabbeinu Bechai, And as you see, it's in the middle, but it's marked. Uma shehizkir. That which we mentioned. Oyevecha al Yishmael. Yishmael is Oyevecha. Visoinecha is Esav. Now we can understand a little more that Ramban. That the Ramban told us, Oyevecha v'Soinecha are two distinct nations that are constantly coming at us. That's Yishmael and Esav. Now we need to understand, what we're trying to understand is Yishmael. Esav we'll get to Belinaid in another few weeks, but we need to understand the Yishmael. But let's go. Mipnei sho'oyev godol min asoina. You have to know that the Oyev is worse than the Sinai. And therefore Yishmael is worse than Esav. The Oyevecha is Yishmael. Sinecha is Esav. And Oyevecha is worse than Sinecha. Why? Ki HaSinai, the one that hates, Afal Pi She'yeralo, even though he's going to do bad to you, Yasel Derech Rachmonis. There's some little bit of Rachmanis. For us, it's hard sometimes to see how Esav has, but he tells us that somewhere there is some Rachmanis in the Seinecha. Aval ha'oyev, who shebeliba eva olamas. There's an everlasting hatred. Lo yosim lo rachamim. There's no rachamim at all. Al zokein yechabed oloy moed. He'll put it on. V'zeh misoid aloshen v'digduko. That you can see in the loshen. Ki oyev hu miloshen ovui. What does that mean? But also seyem shavos. Val sheim she'anofel biyodo tzoik. Because the one who falls in their hands will scream, oi, v'avoi. And they couldn't care less. They have such a sinner. Umashi hischil oivecha kidei sheyismach haradifa el asoinim sheim b'nei Esav. That they put near, they come together with the Seinecha. She'aka gul iker gul l'seinu b'chol mokum hu l'b'nei Esav. To B'nei Edom. We're today in the Golus of B'nei Edom. But you should know that the Yishmael is there. And he has no Rachmanis. Now, it would seem that the setting that we have, there's a certain concept, let us call it for the moment, a Malchus. That just like there's a rulership that goes through from Edom, that's in the nations of Esav, there seems to be now being taking over the world a Malchus that's called Yishmael. And yet, throughout Chazal, the Ramban, the only one is one is in Ebenezer, but the Ramban and all the many Rishonim say there's no Malchus by Yishmael. Why? We have to get to Bli Neder. But we have to understand that there seems to be a Malchus here. But he says the Malchus is Edom. V'korum, they are called Sonecha, v'es Esav Sonesi. V'chein Amru B'medrish, and he goes through, this is Esav. Now, the bottom line, Shivcha Kitirosh Givarta, Ze Yishmael Abba Me'agor. That's Yishmael that comes from Agor. Now he's telling us a very important point. And we're going to see that the other Rishonim work on this point. Esav comes out of an Ein. He's the child of Sarah. A child of Rivka. So he's coming from an Ein. Yishmael is coming from Hagar, a Pilegesh, a totally different setting. And therefore, he doesn't have the makeup of whatever you're going to get from a name that is not found by Yishmael, but can be found somewhere in Esav. Now why? How? Let's see. Umipnei shebnei Yishmael koshin liYisrael yosem ibnei Esav. Yishmael's worse than Esav. We see it in our days more and more. L'kach korah nakosav oivecha. And therefore we say tachas Edom v'loy tachas Yishmael, and we go through a number of midrashim. But now we understand at least that when we're talking about oivecha and soinecha, we're talking about Yishmael and Esav. And then we understand that oyevecha is worse than soinecha, and one is Esav, and one is Yishmael. Let's go a little further. Pasuk, we go a little further, and the Ramban opens our mind up in an unbelievable way. Pasuk tells us, Vesa'om tzav leymor, I'm telling you, Dawat atem oivrim begbul acheichem b'nei Esav. Dvarim beis, Pasuk dalet. You're going over the river, and you're going to enter Begvul Acheichem, in the boundaries of your brother, B'nai Esav. Hayoshvim B'seir, V'yiru Mikem, be afraid. V'nishmartem Me'od, be very careful. Now look at the Ramban. We have to hear it slowly. She'yichus Yisrael min Avraham. The Yichus of Avraham of the Jews starts with Avraham. V'chol Zaro Achim. And his children down are called brothers. Ki kulam heim nimolim. Because all of them had a bris milah. Zetam lotis ayev adomi. Don't bother Edom. Ki yochichu. Rak. Do we have it? Yeah? Devarim. Devarim Beis. On the right side. Yeah, it's after the Rabbeinu B'chaim, right. Rabbeinu B'chaim is two pages. The next one. Okay? Good? Rak. B'nei Apilakshim. Who? Who are they? Yishmael Umidyon. V'chol b'nei Keturah. Einom be'achva. Minakosuv. Ki v'yitzchok yikor l'chozara. Pasuk tells us, ki on Yitzchok, be Yitzchok, and the Gemara tells us, be Yitzchok, v'lo kol Yitzchok. So in Yitzchok, from Yitzchok's, you are those are yours. That's called Zera. Who's it excluding? So that's Yishmael's out. And later on, Esav. But there's a very big difference. Because Esav had Bris, and Yishmael, he wants us to understand, didn't. But you and I know he did. We know. Yishmael had a Bris. And he had the Bris when he was 13, which we have to deal with. It's a very big problem that we have to deal with. Ada Yom Hazeh. We're going to see. But this Yishmael had Bris. So Chazal explained to us, it wasn't a full Bris. He didn't have all the dinim of the Bris. Well, there was that he didn't have Priya, he didn't have other things, but there were things about the Bris that weren't complete. And in the Divrei Chazal, Esav had a complete Bris, and therefore he's called the Achva. And deep down underneath it all, there's some brotherhood felt. But Yishmael is not any shaykhs. Yishmael is not my brother. Yishmael might be a cousin, but he's not a brother. And therefore, there's no feeling of achva, the Ramban says. And especially since he's not in the same category with the Bris. So therefore, the achva is not there. Let's continue. Now we touched on this Ramban last week, 2 weeks ago. Pasuk says, in the beginning, you look at the top of the page, that what happened, Hagar was by Sarai, and as we talked about then, Hinei Shivchosech Biyodeh Chasila Atobe Naech Avron tells Sarah, do whatever you want to her, Vataneho Sarai. Sarai afflicted Hagar. Vatibrach mipanen, she ran away. The Ramban on the left hand side, Vataneo Sarai mipatibrach miponeo, says the Ramban, Choto imenu beinu yazeh. Our holy mother did a chet with this affliction of Hagar. Vegam Avraham. And even Avram Avinu behanicho lasos kein, when he allowed Sarah to do this to Hagar, v'shama Hashem el onyo, and Hashem heard her pain, v'nosan lo ben, and he therefore gave Hagar a child, sheyeh pera odom, he's going to be a wild person. Rabbi Hirschel, he says that usually they write about the person first and then the description. And here, it doesn't say it that way. It should have said, Odom Pera. But it says, Pera Odom. So he is a Pera. But it appears as an Odom. And but really it's not. He's a Pera. Lanos Zeravrom. What's Yishmael's purpose? What's the tachlis? To cause pain to the children of Avram v'Sara b'chol minoi ha'inui, with all types of afflictions. Why? The Ramban is telling us because of what Sara did to Hagar. So we're suffering from it till today. Chol minoi ha'inui. Now what we have to understand is, why is it that Yishmael has any koach? And why is it that it's so strong till today? In front of the next one, we have a Gra. And the Gra starts, as you see where it's marked. So Bishvil Shomru Nasev Nishma, because we said Nasev Nishma. Now please watch every word of the Gra. Kisherotza Kodesh Baruch Hu Litein Torah LeYisrael Hichzira Al Kol Uma VeLoshen. He went to all the nations. Uboil Yishmael Amalei said to him, Torah Maksiv Bo Amalei Lo Sinof. You can't have niyuf, can't have immorality. Omru E. Efsher, I can't. To know Liyisrael, that part that you wanted to give to me, I can't do it. Give it to Yisrael. V'kulam nitnu lahem matonis. And they gave it to us as a present. Dahainu Esav v'Yishmael. V'nitnu lahem asiya Vishmiya, when they said Nase Vinishma, that means that they both were offered. One was offered Asiya and one was offered Shmiya. And they both couldn't take it. And they all said, give it to Klal Yisrael. And Klal Yisrael, when they got it, said Nase Vinishma. Wait a second. We touched a little bit already that we saw that we got a bracha of Asiya after the Akedah. Mm-hmm. Right? We saw that. Now we have to keep that in mind. But we see that there's Nase v'Nishma. Two different things. One, we got from Esav, and one, we took over from Yishmael. They never forgave us that they couldn't take it and they had to give it to us. That's one of the things that they never forgive. Ah, but they told us. They told the Rebbeinu Shalom, give it to them. But they couldn't take that we were ready to take it and they couldn't. And therefore they're always going to have a complaint. But one has a complaint about Asiya, and one has a complaint about Shmiya. And now, if you go to the next page, we see the Gra in Shir HaShirim, and the Gra says that the Rebbeinu Shalom, usually the way it's set up, there are major and there are minor settings. Beis Kolalim, there are two things that will include everything. Kemo Ayin Umos, all 70 Umos im Esav Yishmael. All of the nations of the world are broken down under two categories, Esav and Yishmael. If we have time, I'll share with you another Gra that just is a beautiful, beautiful Gra. But with this, it's really based on the Zohar. And the Zohar says that it's broken down to two basic nations, Esav and Yishmael. One is Asiya and one is Shmiya.
What?
The 70 are divided into two categories. And the truth, the Zohar says, it's 35-35. And therefore, the Zohar says, 35 relate to Esav, and 35 relate to Yishmael. 35 are more in the Asiya, and 35 are more in the Shmiya.
Yes? Include the descendants of Ham.
That Ham is a different pasha altogether. But there are Arurim and they will get cursed right from the beginning, and they're a different pasha. They're not included in this, because you have to understand what Ham, what he is and what it works. So, Belina, another time. So now let's start really to get more even deep to understand Yishmael. There's a Pirkei de Rebbe Elazar. Pirkei de Rebbe Elazar discusses with Yishmael. Pirkei de Rebbe Elazar says like this. We need four lines from the bottom. Lo sam shmo la'achas me'em el Yisrael. Hoel v'hishva HaKadosh Baruch Hu, since Hashem made equal shmo shel Yishmael l'shmo shel Yisrael, ay mi yichye b'yomov. Woe is it! Shenema, oh mi yichye. Oh, is it who's going to, we're going to have to see and live? Misumo kel. And Chazal tell us, what does it mean? Mishmo kel. The only two people that have kel is Yishmael and Yisrael. And woe is it to the one that has kel from the kel. Woe is it to Yisrael because of Yishmael. So why was his name called Yishmael? Look on the next page, another Pirkei Rebbe Elazar. Yishmael minayim. Shenemar v'karasa shmo Yishmael. The lama nikra shmo Yishmael. Why is he called Yishmael? She'osid HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to in the future lishmoa bekol nakas om. They're going to cause us such tsoris, they're going to cause us such pain, that we will come to scream out to Hashem from the very depth of our being, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will listen. Mimeno fimima she'asidin b'nei Yishmael la'asos ba'aretz. What the Yishmael is going to do in Eretz Yisrael ba'akhis hayomim lefichoch nikro Yishmael Yishmael. For that he's called Yishmael. And there's another chazal that adds on, and from that cry will come the geula. But Yishmael is here to cause us the tzoris, going back yet, as we saw in the Ramban, and we have to, it's going to get to the point that we're going to cry out, and when we cry from the depth of our being, then the Rabbeinu Shem is going to hear, and then we're going to get the Gula. And if you look even in the Radal, on the left side, the Radal says, the Radal asks a question, here you told me it's because of that, but we know in Chumash, that's not why he's called Yishmael. What says over there that the Kishoma Hashem El Kalonyech, Hashem heard to your affliction. So he asks, so he explains here. Lokach on the left hand side in the Radal in the narrow lines. Lokach Dorish Leisha Osid Hashem Lishmoa Bekol Nakas Bnei Yisrael. Why? Meinu Yishmael Osam. Now the word Yishmael means future. The Yud means future. So you tell us the name is called what? Kishoma, Shoma means he heard past tense. But we call him Yishmael. So in the name there could be Kishoma, but there's more in that name because of the fact that it says Yishmael. What is it? That's what he's talking about. Maral discusses why, and here's where we really are going to start going much deeper. Maral, the Maral, is here to explain why is it that they don't have a Malchus. Ramban, as we said, and Maral, and most we've shown him old, that whatever they do, but it's not Malchus. Let's see the that paragraph that's marked. V'yesh b'nei Adam shalim. There are people that asked, V'heichen Ramaz Malchus Yishmael. Throughout you show me a remez for all the other kingships. But where's the remez to Malchus Yishmael? She malchus rabso v'tkifa. It's very strong. V'tshuva she'ela zos mashlo nizaycha malchus Yishmael. Watch. Ki lo yechoshev akosuv, the pasuk only considers rak hamalchus shekiblu malchus kadishin elyonim, the malchus that comes from upstairs, sheyorshu malchus Yisrael. Yisrael took over, represents the malchus of Hashem. As the pasuk tells us, by Shlomo, by Yeshev Shlomo, al kisei Hashem. They represent the haim, these Dalet Malchus. They took it away from Yisrael. The imlo shebotel Malchus Yisrael, lo igil em Malchus. If it wouldn't be that they're taking it over from Yisrael, they never would get to Malchus. Avo Malchus Yishmael, lo yoshu koichus. Their koach doesn't come from Malchus Yisrael. Ki kocho v'tokfo, nosan lo Hashem, Yizborach, bifnei atzmo. Bishvil, shehoyo, mizera, Avram. So Maharal tells us a tremendous, tremendous insight. That which you get from Klal Yisrael or from taking it over, that's where you're going to have some connection to Malchus. Yishmael is not doing anything like it. Not only that, Yishmael preaches the exact message that Yisrael preaches. They're preaching the same message. And in fact, that's part of our problem. That they believe in one God, they believe in service, they believe in everything. They got a few things that are off base, okay? But the basic point is the same. Hashem Yizborach Omar, v'Yishmael Shematicha. I heard Yishmael, and I gave them something. I want to learn with you a pasuk in Chumash. And I want you to see it. Son, Adam Godel showed me this pasuk. Otherwise, I'd never know it. I want you to watch how people see things in Chumash. Pasuk Tezvav. Vayomer Elokim El Avraham. Sarai Ishtecha Lo Sikra Shema Sarai. Don't call her Sarai, Ki Sara Shema. Now watch carefully with the Rashi. Uveirachti. How does Rashi learn uveirachti? Look at the bottom. Maya bracha. What's the bracha? Shechozra l'naraseha. I'm giving her the bracha that she's going to return to youth. V'gam nosati mimeno l'cho bein. And you're going to have from her a son. Uberachtiyo. I just said Ubera. What's the second Uberachtiyo? Rashi, Bahanokas Shadayim. That they're going to be able to nurse from her breasts. Kishenitzru cholakach. As we know, Chazal tell us that they said Sarah never gave birth. How did she prove she did? She made this party, and the people brought the children, and she nursed them all. B'yom ishta shel Yitzchak, at the party of Yitzchak. Shel Yimaraninim Aleihem, they said that she just brought in some child from the shuk. So therefore they said, bring all your children and I'll nurse them. And from the fact that the nursing was obvious, she gave birth. Now let's look at the pasuk carefully. Uveirachtiyo, how do you lane it? This phrase goes together. Uveirachtiyo v'hoisa l'goyim. Uveirachtiyo, I'm going to give her the blessing that she will be able to nurse the children. V'hoisa l'goyim. What right does any other nation have to be a real goy, to be some sheiches, to malchus in goyim? Because of a basic fact. What's that? That they nursed from Sarah. V'uveirachtiyo v'hoisa l'goyim. So the ones that nursed will be nations. Therefore, only ones that take from Yisrael, because really Malchus belongs to Yisrael. La'al tikra shema Sarai, don't call it Sarai. Sara shema, because she's now Malchus. The ones that nursed had some shaychus to Malchus, coming from Sarah. So what the Maral is telling us, only people that have what to do and got there from taking over have Malchus. Yishmael, that's a different part. But what is Yishmael? What's going on? Let's learn together a piece of Zohar. At the bottom of the page is called what's called the Sulam. And the Sulam is for people like me, I don't know about you, but he takes the Lashon of the Zohar, he puts it into Lashon HaKodesh, so we'll learn, if you don't mind, we'll learn the bottom. Let's read it. V'avroham Oma, and it's mamish, mind-boggling what he says. V'avroham Oma, lu yishmol yichye lefanecha. V'afupi, even though Shakarish Baruch Hu hayimavaselo al Yitzchok, he told him, you're going to get Yitzchok, his dabek, further. You have it? Okay. His dabek Avraham b'Yishmael. Avraham's saying, I have Yishmael. Ad Shakarish Baruch Hu Yeshiva, Hashem told him, Bil Yishmael Shmaticha. V'achakach Nimol. Bridge Yishmael had a bris. V'nichnas b'bris HaKodesh. Miterem sheyotza Yitzchak li'olam. Before Yitzchak came to the world. Ubo re'ei arbameya shonim. Omar amamuna shel b'nei Yishmael. Ubikesh lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. For 400 years, the angel in charge of Yishmael begged. Omar lo, Misha Nimol, the one who got a bris, yesh lo chelek b'shemecha, should have a part in your name. Amalo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Cain, you're right. Amalo Evare Yishmael Shanimo, what are you going to do for Yishmael? Lama ein lo chelek b'chokmo Yitzchak, why doesn't he have his part like Yitzchak has? Amalo zeh Nimol keroi, v'kitikunov, he had bris at the right time, 8 days, and the full bris, v'zeinokach. Shmuel didn't. V'lo'od, el she'elo mizdab can be koroy l'shmones yamim, they do it at 8 days, v'elo rechokimimi ad kama yamim, they wait many days. The old custom by the Arabs were to do it when they were 13, like Yishmael. Amalo, ha'eza mamuna, v'akol zeh, but the angel said, still, given shenimo, lo ye lo, schar tova zeh, he's not going to get reward. Oy, lo oise zman, shenoylad yishmael ba'olam v'nimo. Ma'os ha'kodesh baruch hu, what did Hashem do in relationship to the claim? Hirchakiz b'nei yishmael midveikiz elyon, he's not worthy to cleave to HaKadosh Baruch Hu fully like Yitzchok, the Nosan Lohem Chelek Lamato the Eretz HaKadosha. They gave him rights to Eretz Yisrael Bishvil Hamila Shebahem, because of their bris. V'asidin b'nei Yishmael Lishlot al Eretz HaKadosha Zman Harbe. So on the left-hand column, marked Resh Gimel. They're going to be there for a long time. B'shoah she reiko mikol, when it's empty, k'mo shamilu shalem is reiko b'li shlemus. Just like their bris is empty, they're going to be there when it's empty. V'em ya'akfu, look at the words, as b'nei Yisrael l'shuv l'mekoymam. They're going to do whatever they can to hold off Jews from coming back to their place. Ad sheyishlam zechus shel b'nei Yishmael. Till the zechus of b'nei Yishmael runs out. And when it runs out, the asidim b'nei Yishmael le'orel melchom gedolos, the Arabs are going to make terrible wars. V'yisasvu b'nei Edom aleihem. Whatever that means. And Edom will come against Yishmael. V'yarchu imam milchama, they'll have a war. Achas al hayam, v'achas al yabosha, one in the sea and one in the dry land. V'achas somuch l'Yerushalayim, v'yimshalu eila aleilu, v'eretz hakadosha lo timasa l'bnei Edom. It's not going to be given over. Bosu zman, yisororim echod misofa olam al romi orisha, somebody's going to start up with Rome. V'yarolech mechama gimel chadoshim, v'yisasfu shom amin, nations will gather, v'yiplu biyodom, ad, shiasfu leo kol b'nei Edom, v'oz yisor HaKadosh Baruch Hu aleihem, the Edom will come against the Arabs, and then somehow this is going to be at the end, and Hashem is going to save, and from that is going to come out Klal Yisrael's Yeshua. You have a chance to look at it. Now, what that means, I don't know. We could have all of ideas of what it could possibly mean in today's day and age, seeing the setup of the world as it is today. Now that the world made the mistake the second time, I don't know what the setup will be, but we'll have to see. But we definitely see that Yisrael has a problem with Yishmael's zechus in the land. And Yishmael is going to fight. And Yishmael is going to do whatever it can to hold off Yisrael from getting onto the land. And that's from the zechus of the Mila. And with that zechus, they can cause tremendous tzaris because of sorrow with Agar. And we see the whole thing right in front of us. This, we're seeing it here. Now, the Maral says in the left-hand column here, V'ko'amar, afo pikein, samcha David arud beruach HaKodesh. David tells us, in the left-hand column, V'chsiv somech Hashem l'chol hanoflim. Hashem is going to support the ones that fall. V'ratzeloyma, even though they're set up to fall, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu will support them. And the only way they're going to get it is by the support that they get from the Rebbeinu Shem. And therefore they have fallen out. But in turn, those who stand against them have to go through a nefilah, so that they can have a nekima that they could get up. Now, let's go a little bit further. I know the hour is late, so let's just touch on key points here. In Aleph, so Rav Hutna brings down this that we're working on. Now look at Beis. Hinei gama yechasi, Yaakov Esav, the relationship between, in the left-hand page, Os Beis. Hinei gam yechasi Yaakov Esav, Shein Yaakov minatzeach, Yaakov does not win at sheyipol Esav. Ten Esav falls, as we know, v'yodo ocherzez ba'kez Esav, and we know the Gemara tells us that Malchus Yaakov will never get up as long as Esav is up, which Belineda we have to understand much deeper. But Yachas, the relationship between Yaakov and Esav, is very clear. When one's up, the other one's down. When the other one is up, the other one's down. That's how it works. The Elu Nefiloso shall Yishmael. But the fall of Yishmael does not work in that manner. That works differently. What does that mean? We know, look in Gimel, says that this, we were told, how's it going to work? It's going to work with that, up, down, down, up. It's going to be one or the other. That's how it's going to be. And therefore, the fight is an integral fight that's always there between Yaakov and Esav. Good. Now let's go to Dalet. Really, it's hey. Now he says, I want to explain it. And here's where we see, now we're going to get from all that we have accomplished, let's put it all together. B'cheshbon mishpachos Yishmael. When we look at the families of Yishmael, mofia loshen nesiyim le'umosam. Look at the pasuk. If you look at, I have before you the Chumash, look at this week's parsha, look at pasuk Tez Zion, right in that first Chumash page that you come across. This week's parsha. Eila pasuk Tez Zion. Eila heim b'nei Yishmael, ve'ila shmosam, b'chatzei rehem, uvetirosam, in their chotzer, in their courtyards, uvetirosam, shnei masa nisi'im, le'umasam. Right there, the first Chumash page. Right after this, from the Pachad Yitzchak, right afterwards, first thing. So you see that they're called Nesiyim Le'umasam. Go to the next page. By Esav, it doesn't say it that way. When he is telling you about Esav, look at Pasuk Tes Vav on that next page. Eila Alufei B'nei Esav. What is the difference between Nesiyim and Alufim? So let's go back. Alufim back in Pachad Yitzchak. Alufa Yesav. Hahevdel Beinayim. What's the difference? Hadmishtah, that difference has an effect. Al kol tkufas yemos ha'olam. Through the history of the world till today, it affects it. Umeshamesh mekor. Vishoresh Lashina Ayachas, and it plays a key role in the difference between Yishmael and Yisrael and the way Esav relates to us. What's the pshat? Aluf, is Chazal explained to us, means Malchus, below Taga. Malchus without the crown. But he was given a Malchus. Esav. Esav be'emes zochel malchus ulaom milom yemotz upirish chazal ein laom elam malchus, but malchus of his is below tago hakese nitom barosh elu sheyesh rotzon milamalo b'malchusam. The crown is given to the one that Hashem wants to put it, but he's got something to do with malchus. Malchus shel alufim, but the malchus is mugbelis. It's limited. Shekei malchus seif Esav goes till v'yalu moshim v'artzim l'shpot tzar Esav. But that's it. Hatagor hakeser really belongs to Yaakov. Esav has it temporarily. Till the end of these days, the present, v'yalu moshim v'artzim l'shpot. He's going to judge them. He's going to take back the crown, the Malchus. The Ilu LeYishmael Yeshnam Rak Nisiyim. They only have Nisiyim. And Nisiyim is honor, but there's never Malchus by Yishmael. And let's go deeper now. V'etein, then what's the difference? V'etin leisav azar seir lo reshes oso. He gave him a Yerusha. What's Esav's Yerusha? Esav's Yerusha is har seir. Yerusha leisav nosati is har seir. And that's what we say in the Haggadah. In the Haggadah we say that Esav took his inheritance, right? And Yisrael Yardu Mitzrayim. They went to Mitzrayim. But Esav got a Yerusha. The Ilu Yishmael says, Goresh O'um Oma Azos. The Avram was told, chased him out. Vezbina and her child. Kilo Yorish Ben O'uma Azos. This child will not get an inheritance. Esav is a Yorish. And therefore, he therefore got his Yerusha. But he's got a problem with us. Yishmael has a deep-rooted hatred. And the hatred is coming from the fact that it's not a bris, as we saw. And the hatred is everlasting. But what's the depth of the hatred coming from? Now, of course he has the koach from the Sora Hagar. But where's it really coming from? He never got a Yerusha. And therefore his claim is, I'm the real Yorish. And I have the rights. And the proof is, I did the bris, and I have Shaychus Teretz Yisrael. You got a Yerusha, but I didn't. So this must be my Yerusha. And therefore, look at the way it says it. Eila, go three lines from the bottom. Eila lufei Edom lemoshvosam be'eretz achuzosam. And what does it say by Yishmael? Eila Shemosam, where? Bechatzereyem uvetirosam. There's no achuzosam. They live in their courtyards, but there's no achuza. Which yichus, what is that? Yishmael? That's the problem. Now, let's just touch one more point. Look at Zion. The Rambam writes in his Tshuvas, what's the difference between the Notzrim and the Yishmaelim? The Notzrim ma'amtsin la'atzmon Torah shebitzav. Because here's real depth. The Notzrim, they believe in the Old Testament, the Bible. Ma'ashein ken Yishmaelim. The Yishmaelim don't even believe in the Old Testament. Why? Nefarish, I'll tell you the difference. Because Esav me'olam lo kofa b'torah b'ksav hu toein she'torah zu shelo. He says, Onu Yisrael. Why? He believes in Torah she'b'ksav because he says, we are the real Yorish. And look in the Torah she'b'ksav. What does it say there? That we are the Yorish. But in the Torah Shebal Peh, we know it says, Yitzchak, v'lo kol Yitzchak. So he doesn't believe in the Torah Shebal Peh, but he believes in the Torah Shebiksav. But Yishmael is denied any thing. And therefore, Yishmael doesn't believe not in the old and not in the Torah Shebal Peh. Therefore, we come back to the very beginning. And therefore we say, that what happened? That Yitzchak, what is Yitzchak? Yitzchak, as we saw, is the one that stands for Klal Yisrael. Yishmael has their rights, as we know and we've been through, to understand it. But Yishmael has a right till the bris runs out. And when the bris is going to run out, then their schus will fall apart. And they fall apart, and they will realize, the world will realize, that their whole claim to Eretz Yisrael is not true. And when that happens, then Yitzchak can stand up and make the claim as we saw last week. But the nefilah of Yishmael has to happen. Because until then, all the history of Yishmael, with which all of that they've gained, and all that rights that they've gained, will still be there. When Yishmael will fall, their zchus are over, all of that which Sarah did is finished. Now the real Yoresh comes in, the real one who claims, the spokesman, Yitzchak, and he speaks up. And that's what the Baal HaTurim is telling us. When Yishmael falls, Yitzchak will stand up, who comes from the Zerah ben Yadavid, and then we'll be able to take it over. And that's the Baal HaTurim that we saw at the beginning. It's been a pleasure. Oh, yeah.